hackers hate Windows so much that they turned Windows in the target environment into Linux. Let me explain what I mean here. Currently, comrades, evasion and persistence via a hidden Hyper-V virtual machine. Dude, what's happening in this video is so comical that, like, I had to make a video about it. So if you're not aware of, like, the world of Linux and Windows interop, first of all, it's been a war going on for the last 20 or so years. But if you don't like using Windows, but you are forced to either by your job or otherwise, there are a couple options. There's one called Weasel. Weasel, or the Windows subsystem for Linux, allows you to have a basically entire separate environment that is in the same root directory as your Windows install that will behave like a Linux distribution. It literally is Ubuntu. Ubuntu now can just be shipped with Windows. You install it via the Weasel install, and now you can do things like curl, cat, cd, touch, like all your regular Ubuntu commands. You can do it in a Windows environment, but you're still technically on Windows. But if you really hate Windows and you don't want to be one Windows at all, you can do what these hackers did, okay? This investigation, conducted with the support of Georgian CERT, Georgia the country, not the state, functioning, blah, 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 blah. This actor known as the Curly Comrades, meaning they think that it's a Russian actor, established covert long-term access to victim networks by abusing virtualization features Hyper-V on compromised Windows 10 machines to create hidden remote operating environments. Guys, what they literally did is they said, okay, we have two options here. We can either write Windows malware, have to deal with the Windows API, try to avoid Windows Defender, which is like a really, really good antivirus, or we can just install Hyper-V, guys. The actor got on the computer and said, okay, we need to hide. Where can we hide? Where can we hide? Where can we put our malware that no one will see it? I have an idea. Let's install a hypervisor. Maybe you're new here. If you don't know what a virtual machine is, guys, a virtual machine is literally, you have your host OS, you have Windows, and then on top of Windows, you run applications like Explorer, like Chrome, like Notepad. Well, one of these applications you can install is a thing that's known as a hypervisor. What the hypervisor does is it allows you to run additional operating systems on top of the hypervisor by doing these things that are called a VM enter and VM exit instructions. It basically moves the code that is running into a new virtual memory map and gives it almost direct access to the hardware, so you can treat it like an entirely different OS. Really, really cool technology. Cool technology when you intend to have it, okay? So some solutions for virtualization technology are VirtualBox, which is one by Oracle, you know, very common, very well-loved, kind of lighter weight. Another one that I used to love until Broadcom acquired it is Fusion and Workstation. But another one that's a little less known, maybe, or less used, is Hyper-V. Hyper-V is the Windows version of VirtualBox and the Windows version of VMware. And what's cool is that if you have Windows Pro, Hyper-V comes on your installation, sort of. Hyper-V is compatible with your installation, but not all systems come with it. So to use it, if you're a threat actor, for example, you need to install Hyper-V yourself. And so these hackers got on the computer that they're trying to hack into via either phishing or some other means, and they say, okay, cool, we need to persist, and we need to run our malware. Shit. But our malware is Linux malware. Okay, so we have two options. Do we write the malware for Windows, or do we just install Linux? And so what they literally did is they used the distribution and installer management software for Windows to enable Hyper-V while also disabling the graphical user interface. So what this meant is that on the target system, they just had Hyper-V running in the background and you couldn't manage it graphically, right? Like it wouldn't show up here in like your click around, you know, look for applications that are open page. You had the subsystem running, but you weren't able to view it. Now, if you went to like, you know, your command line and went to like features enabled, oh, Hyper-V is now on. But like if you weren't a well-known, well-informed user of the system or even maintainer, it may just be that you thought, oh, Hyper-V comes by default, right? Okay, it's just turned on. I don't really care about that. And so they used this now enabled virtualization technology to install an entire operating system. They installed a very lightweight, almost like Linux container image size distribution of Alpine Linux, 128 meg, 256 of memory, to just put very, very basic reverse proxy features, right? Curly Shell being one of them and Curly Cat being another one. Now, from an actual like blue team like evasion detection standpoint, this is actually like a very impressive technique. The reason being, right now in this window, I have Weasel started, right? You literally can go to PowerShell and type Weasel, right? And that will drop you into a Linux shell as root or whatever user you have specified. Now, if I were to go and download a malware sample here, even though I am technically in a like virtual machine that's running in the Windows kernel, the Linux subsystem for Windows, this would get detected by Windows Defender. Now, from a blue team evasion detection standpoint, I do want to kind of highlight two main things if you're like maybe a defender or somebody that like cares about this from an actual practical standpoint, not me just shitting on Windows for a little bit. It is important to highlight that whether or not you are in Weasel or you're in a Hyper-V environment, they actually both run in Hyper-V. Like when you're in the Windows subsystem for Linux, you're actually in a lightweight Hyper-V VM. So if you look at where I'm at here, I'm currently on my Ubuntu distro within Weasel, which is literally just running within the Linux kernel. It's literally just running as a VM. If I do print working directory, right, I'm in home Ubuntu, and if I ls mount, I get the ability to go into other file folders that are actually on my Windows, like, partition, right, my actual, like, not the VM, like, the root host. The issue here is, as a defender, you'll notice that I've downloaded some files that are from Malwarebazaar. These are literally just, like, random viruses that I could run right now if I wanted to. Because both the attacker's technique, as well as Weasel, what we're looking at right now, are Hyper-V virtual machines, Windows Defender is not able to inspect them, right? It is literally a virtualized memory environment that Windows Defender does not have access to. So there is really no way for it to go through and scan this. Like if, for example, I did strings 46 whatever dot elf, right? If this were in the root partition or somewhere in my actual main Linux file system, this memory read would be caught in a hook in Windows Defender. And Windows Defender would flag this file for likely a known signature, right? But because we're in a virtualized environment, we can't. Like, Windows Defender can't see it. 7-zip extract, and then we do a little move on this. You will see, yeah, it literally immediately picks it up as Backdoor Linux Mirai, which is the place that I got it from. It's on Malwarebazaar somewhere in here. So I do want to highlight, like, this technique, while funny, is extremely difficult to detect unless you're, like, you know, actively watching all your Hyper-V machines. I'm actually, maybe I'm vulnerable to this. Hold on. Yeah, that's where it gets weird, man. Like, if I do get VM, like, this is a command you use to list all the Hyper-V VMs you have installed and running. And, like, I don't have Hyper-V turned on. So I'm in Weasel over here. I'm in a Linux subsystem, but I'm also not running Hyper-V. So I don't know how this is possible. In any case, virtualized environments are very hard to scan for malware. And that's exactly why this threat actor did the thing they did. And again, their malware is pretty cool. Not super worth talking about. It's traditional, like, you know, they have, like, a custom Base64 map. And, you know, they did some evil stuff by downloading files that they shouldn't have, right? But it's kind of funny that they turned Windows into Linux and Windows Defender couldn't see it. So anyway, guys, if you like this video, do me a favor, hit that like button, hit subscribe. We'll see you in the next one. Take care. Goodbye.